Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Kamala Harris's memoir, The Truths We Hold. Sophie, I've got to ask, what did you think of this book?
Hey there, Sam. I really liked it. I mean, it's part memoir, part political manifesto, and it's super readable. She's got this way of weaving her personal story into bigger ideas about justice and community. It feels very grounded.
Yeah, I was struck by how much she emphasizes her upbringing. Her mom, Shyamala, sounds like an incredible person, a breast cancer researcher who brought her kids to civil rights marches and taught them they had to be active citizens.
Exactly. And that's where she gets her core belief. We're all in this together. That idea of collective responsibility is the foundation for everything she does. It's not just a slogan for her.
Right. And it's why she became a prosecutor, which I thought was really interesting. Because for a lot of people in her community, the prosecutor is the enemy. But she saw it as a position where she could actually change the system from the inside.
Yeah, she makes that case really well. She wanted to be the person deciding who gets charged and what kind of justice is sought. And she did some innovative things, like creating a program for first-time drug offenders to get job training instead of prison time.
And she refused to seek the death penalty, even when it was politically risky. That took guts.
Absolutely. She saw being tough on crime as being smart about prevention and rehabilitation, not just punishment. It's a different definition of public safety.
Then she moves to the Senate, and her style really shines there. Those hearings where she questioned Trump officials, like Sessions and Kavanaugh, she was relentless. "I'm not finished yet" became a whole meme.
Right.
But she argues it's not grandstanding. It's about holding power accountable. She believes the Senate has a duty to pursue the truth, no matter how uncomfortable it is for the person in the witness chair.
And that idea of truth is central to the book. The title comes from the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident. She says democracy requires us to agree on basic facts.
Yeah, she sees the current era as a war on truth itself. And she's calling for a return to evidence and accountability. It's a pretty powerful message.
She also gets into policy a lot. Criminal justice reform, healthcare, the economy. She wants to end cash bail, legalize marijuana, and move toward Medicare for all. She's not shy about her positions.
And she connects those policies to her personal experience. She talks about being a Black woman in America, having to work twice as hard. That personal authority makes her arguments land harder.
The last part of the book is really personal, her marriage to Doug, her relationship with her sister Maya. It's nice to see that side of her. It makes her philosophy feel lived, not just theorized.
Exactly.
The book is hopeful, but not naive. She acknowledges the challenges and her own mistakes. But she believes in incremental progress and the decency of people.
It's a call to get involved.
So what's the one thing you're taking away?
For me, it's that the personal is political. Your individual success is tied to your community. And you can't just complain about problems, you have to be part of the solution. That's the truth she holds.
Yeah, I think that's it. And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app with 6,000 plus fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
So that's The Truths We Hold, a reminder that we're all in this together and that progress is possible if we show up and do the work. We'll see you in the next one.